The Liberace world premiere finds playwright Brent Hazelton explaining the details about Mr. Showmanship's convoluted life with an emphasis on his upbringing and the complexities of producing his famous nightclub entertainment. The show is only noteworthy for those of us who saw Liberace live and on television multiple times during his heydays during the 1950s to the 1970s. Liberace was indeed a unique entertainer. But for those with limited exposure to Liberace, the show drags with its exhaustive detail but bland retelling of his legend. Several problems are inherent in the script, and the limited physical production only hints at the excesses of Liberace's performances. Even gifted Michael Barnard's direction is plagued by the show's uninspired story. The stage set has an ordinary grand piano instead of a famously flamboyant one that Lee used. Nothing ever changes on stage, so Barnard is restricted to directing the solo actor playing the star to strolling back and forth across the stage in a dull and unwavering straight line throughout much of the show. The little movement variation takes the pianist to his instrument to pluck out many of Liberace's signature song hits. That's about it for interesting stage action. Turns out that Liberace's bland life as a young Milwaukee prodigy doesn't create much interest. As Liberace added dash to his act, the tale becomes rather didactic, so the show's excessive running time drags as rudimentary development is exposed that played little part in creating the entertainer's ostentatious performances. In fact, the show doesn't explain well how the flamboyant excesses developed to turn the entertainer into the worldwide phenomenon he became. There are a few outlandish costumes that give a taste of Liberace's visual allure, but nothing about the production splashes like the entertainer did. The script only hints here and there about the scandals and innuendo that plagued Liberace's private life as it impacted his professional stature. The show doesn't blatantly discuss the homophobia that was used to describe the entertainer's excesses and nonconformist lifestyle. Liberace is a glossed-over biography that eschews the huge challenges the entertainer faced. Jeff Kennedy's Liberace doesn't look, sound, react, or appear to clone the entertainer. Instead, Kennedy tells the star's story without duplicating his physical persona. This is probably a wise approach to portraying such an iconic figure. Kennedy croons in the same non-clarion style as the man he portrays, but Kennedy lacks the dynamic, over-the-top exuberance that characterized Liberace. If you saw and remember Liberace, this insipid life story doesn't much recommend attending the show. Liberace earns 2 stars out of 5 and continues through October 9th. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.